This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council Thursday again delayed a vote on a watered-down resolution to deliver desperately needed aid to Gaza, a revision backed by the United States. While other countries support a stronger text that would include the now-eliminated call for the urgent suspension of hostilities between Israel and Hamas, the revised draft resolution was discussed behind closed doors for over an hour by council members not long after it was circulated. Because there were significant changes, many said they needed to consult their capitals before a vote, which is now expected Friday. The Israeli military and Gaza experts say now sits among the deadliest and most destructive in history. In just over 2 months, the offensive has wreaked more destruction than the razing of Syria's Aleppo between 2012 and 2016. Ukraine's Mariupol, proportionally the Allied bombing of Germany in World War II. It has killed more civilians than the U.S.-led coalition did in its three-year campaign against the Islamic State group. Bronx police chief says that a lone gunman opened fire in a university, killing at least 14 people, injuring 25 more. Police and the Czech Republic's Interior Ministry say the gunman in the mass shooting Thursday is also dead. Authorities have not released the shooter's name, but the police chief says he was a student at the university. A letter sent to the embassy staff and seen by the Associated Press says that France will close its diplomatic mission in Niger following this summer's coup in the West African nation and a souring of relations between the two countries. The news that the embassy in Niger's capital is due to close comes as France prepares to withdraw as LAT's remaining military forces from the Sahel state this month. This is VOA News. Not far from where Russia's foreign minister is holding meetings in Tunisia Thursday, large green billboards advertising Russia Today, a Kremlin-based media black outlet, have been recently erected. The ads are yet another indicator that Russia continues to expand its presence in North Africa as support for Western powers across the Arab world fades amid the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. With deep trade ties and large diaspora populations in Western Europe, North African countries have long maintained close, albeit complicated, relations with the European Union. Angola announced Thursday that it's leaving the OPEC oil producers' cartel, coming after it battled with the group over lower production quotas this year. The African nation's oil minister said Angola was not gain anything by remaining in the organization. Disagreements over lower oil quotas for some African countries, including Angola, led to an unusual days-long delay to OPEC's November meeting, when the group, along with ally producers led by Russia, decide how much oil to send to the world. General C.Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke with his Chinese counterpart Thursday, and the first administration of what officials said will be renewed talks between the two nations' senior military leaders as the Biden administration works to thaw relations with Beijing. A video call between Brown and General Liu Xinli is the first senior military communications between the U.S. and China since August of 2022. Beijing suspended all such contacts after former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan comes on the heels of similar conversations between top U.S. and Chinese diplomats, all triggered by the meeting last month between U.S. President Joe Biden and China's President Xi Jinping. Rudy Giuliani filed for bankruptcy Thursday, acknowledging severe financial strain exacerbated by his pursuit of former President Donald Trump's lies about the 2020 election, and a jury's verdict last week requiring him to pay $148 million to two former Georgia election workers he defamed. The former New York City mayor listed nearly $153 million and existing of potential debts, including almost $1 million in state and federal tax liabilities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.